Anthony Roikere is an interesting guy. He's with us today. Anthony was born in Gizzy but grew up in Taranaki, and he has whakapapa tū Te Ate Awa, Ngāti Porau. He is with Deloitte, but he's a trained lawyer as well. A comprehensive new report's been released that benchmarks Tamaki Makaurau's performance against peer cities in Australia and Asia and in the Middle East, Europe and North America. The state of the city reveals that while Tamaki Makaurau has outperformed international peer cities for its easygoing lifestyle, natural environment, and great visitor experiences, we need to lift our game as far as infrastructure planning, attracting investment and talent to boost productivity and innovation, and addressing safety and housing affordability. Anthony Roikere is now a partner at Deloitte, and he's kindly with us today. Tēnā koe, ngamahi, Anthony, ko dae o tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale. Pēhana.
Tēnā koe. Pairoa tu, e hoa. Anthony, describe briefly, please. What is Deloitte? What's it do?
That's a really topical question in our own business because over the last 20 years, what we call the Big Four, which are Deloitte, PwC, KPMG, and EY, have undergone a bit of a transition from being accounting firms, so accountants and tax specialists, to broad providers of professional advice. And to give you some context around that, you know, my background, as you rightly pointed out, was in law prior to coming into Deloitte, but now I work in the consulting space. And in particular, what that means is I help design strategies, I help design operating models to in my part of the world, help businesses, help organizations support the uplift of our people. So it's not accounting. I can't count. So I'm in the non-accounting part of our business, which, as I say, is more around supporting organizations to do better in their respective fields.
So business consultation and advice, perhaps, as well as accounting. Yep. I know you'd have that side. Yeah, the Big Four, they've been unchallenged for a while. When's the equivalent of the Warriors going to move in and make a head on the top four?
I think there's some pretty well-publicised challenges and across some of the Big Four, particularly in Australia in recent times. But I guess, you know, what that does is it causes us to remain on our toes to continue to deliver the services to a high standard. But also, I acknowledge that there are a lot of other consultancies, perhaps not at the same scale of the Big Four, but that are providing really, really good services to our people.
Tēnā koe, Anthony. Thanks. The state of the city, and we're looking at all issues through a Māori lens because it's a Māori-focused current affairs program, as you'd be aware, Anthony. So tell us how we might factor taha Māori into this review of where we're at in comparison to international destinations as far as state of the city mahi is concerned.
That's a good way to put it, Dale, and I think, you know, something to be cognizant of here is that when it comes to doing things like benchmarking studies, there are often stories or narratives within narratives, eh? And so to give you an example of that, whilst we look at how Auckland compares to, I think it's about 9 peer cities around the world, my particular focus in the design and delivery of this report was to understand how Māori compared to indigenous populations in those peer cities, but also to understand how we ought to further elicit responses on how we perform relative to our non-indigenous peers. So that was my particular lens on that. But if I just elaborate a little more for the listeners, there are a couple of things that are, I guess, relevant here. When we talk Indigenous, we're talking across the peer cities, which I'll come to in a moment. We're talking Māori, we're talking Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island. We're talking Native Americans, so First Nations Americans, Alaskan Native, Hawaiian and Pacific Island. And then across And then we have a suite of peer cities, which are cities that are similar to Auckland in terms of its proximity to nature, population, distance from other cities, etc., etc. And those peer cities, for the purposes of this report, were Vancouver, Portland, Copenhagen, Dublin, Helsinki, Tel Aviv, Fukuoka, Brisbane, and Austin, Texas. So it is a fairly wide range, but very deliberately chosen.
Tēnā koe. And I'm sorry, I've come to you a little bit later than I should have, because obviously this is intriguing kaupapa that you've unearthed here. What might you say of what you have discovered? What are some of the bullet points you'd flick off quickly to our listeners, please, Anthony? And how we're stacking up against other international cities?
Yeah. So I think the first thing here, Dale, is that rather than a bullet point, it is that the report doesn't throw up a lot of surprises. You know, what has come out in the report is, anecdotally at least, they are things that we have long known or at least thought to be true. And so this report has further revealed those and put some of those key issues into one place. And if I work through a handful of those key issues, Māori workforce inclusion, you know, which is the portion of our population that is able to work and in employment relative to our Indigenous peers across those cities, we perform more poorly. So we have 3% lower Māori workforce or Indigenous workforce inclusion, despite having more proportionally, having more a greater proportional Indigenous representation in our city. So that's an interesting thing that was, or fact, piece of data that was thrown up. Another one is that the income gap between Māori and non-Māori is less severe than it is for our Indigenous counterparts in those peer cities relative to their own non-Indigenous populations. And here's one that won't surprise people at all, but the scale of it was something that did surprise me, and that's with respect to home ownership. So across the peer cities, Māori perform last equal with our Vancouver Indigenous counterparts for home ownership. So, you know, we have, Māori have 18%, give or take 18% home ownership rate relative to 32% across the other peer cities. So again, that's quite a stark reality that I think we suspected, but as I say, that's something that gave me pause for thought and was you know, was a much bigger gap than I thought existed. But then the gap is obviously an even greater still when we compare it to our non-Indigenous Aucklanders. So you know, so the story behind that is not particularly flashy.
No, it's not, but you are. And now you've been on the show, you become part of the show now there, Anthony Roykele. I hope you'll allow me to stay in touch too, because I find the mahi that you're doing really interesting, as will our listeners. Thanks very much for spending some time with us today, albeit briefly. Aho. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, me tō whānau, Anthony. Tēnā koe.
Me koe hoki.
Kia ora, aho. Thank you. It's Anthony Roykele, partner at Deloitte.